All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who was looking for you the other day? Nobody!
All right, it is one of the last editions of this, but God, I love it. It's a ball breaker. It's time for the divisional weekend prop bets brought to you by Rico Lamar Beer. David.
Use that bonus code.
Rico. By the way, happy birthday to Jim Costa.
Was his birthday?
It was yesterday or today.
Oh, man.
Either way, who cares?
We wish him a happy birthday. Everybody. All right.
Well, listen, especially for one particular person. All right. Okay. Let's just
jump right in. Cincinnati and Tennessee. Prop bet. Joe Burrow. Touchdown passes. Over, under. 2.5.
Under. I think Tennessee's going to kick their ass. I've given my reasons. I know we'll do more of that in the picks. I'm going under.
Yeah, I also think under.
I'm going to go over because I think one may just be a garbage-type touchdown to try to make this thing competitive.
You mean like the one garbage-time rebound we needed from Luka Doncic last night to cash plus 1,000 on an in-game parlay? You mean like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay, just making sure. Next.
Stick there.
I'm so pissed.
Derrick Henry over under rushing yards. Coming back from the injury, 116.5.
This sounds nuts, but I'm going over. He looked fantastic in the video from practice. And if he's back off all this rest, they're giving him 20-plus carries. No Larry Ogunjobi, meaning no run defense for Cincy. Rico, you know what I know. He can pop one. And the rest, it's just going to be a grindhouse. I'm going to go over.
See, I don't – wow. You know – I can't.
What?
Over 116.5?
I know it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but Cam Akers is out there looking like he was never hurt.
But can I throw something your way? Rico Beard all year was putting out crazy running back totals. You know what was interesting? Most of the time they went over.
I know. This has me.
Appreciate you noticing that.
And this has me on that fence with this one, but I have to go under. It may not be much under. But I'm going under.
How do you grow that log of hair that he has? What is that?
That's just nothing but ultra perm and soul glow.
No, it's like it's like a magic marker of hair. It's all like this log of hair. Is that braided together or what is that?
I think he did have braids.
I think he did, yes.
I've never seen it. It's unbelievable. How do you wash that thing?
Oh, it's easy. It's just like...
Well, done. I mean, unless you're trying to make it into dreads, you don't wash it.
Ugh. If you're correct.
Oh, God. So he doesn't wash it after a game?
People with dreads, you don't wash your hair.
But his aren't dreads. It is a literal Yule log of hair.
You take it out, wash it, and then somebody rebraids it.
My God.
Learn something new every day.
All right.
I love it when I teach you new stuff.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Yeah. Most dudes just have the braids flying out of the helmet. Great.
Right.
His, it looks like a missile.
Right.
Carry on.
All right. I'm going to go over as well. Debo Samuel.
Over.
Over, under, total yards, 115.5.
Ooh. All right. So last week he had 10 carries and 5 catches, so 15 touches. Pack doesn't stop the run. Does special teams yardage count?
No.
Damn. By the way, he should be returning kicks.
Yeah, but you know what? At that point, if he goes down, you've lost everything.
I know.
I'm about to say.
But what are you saving it for? He has the all-time touchdown record at South Carolina returning kicks.
Yes,
the more
he does.
You know.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. I will go.
He outdid Mark D'Antonio?
It's a celebration. I'm going to go over.
This is a celebration.
I think they won't be
afraid. I don't
afraid.
Even know who you are right now.
I'm going to go over. Because Debo, you know, I'm biased. He's one of my favorite players in the league. And Green Bay cannot stop the run. You know Shanahan wants to get him 15, 16, 17 touches.
I think that's the only way that they win, but we'll talk about that later. David?
I'm going to go under because I have a suspicion that they use him more on the run, and I know Green Bay can't stop the run, but if they don't use him as much in the passing game, I think that limits his total yards.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron right now?
That's what I've been waiting on.
I have nothing to add.
I'm going to go under as well because I think they may use him a lot more of a decoy to get other people running the ball. So they run that jet sweep, and everybody will flow to Debo. So, all right.
What do you got?
More receptions, more receiving yards. Jamar Chase or A.J. Brown?
I'll still go Jamar Chase. They look unstoppable as far as Burrow and him specifically. A.J., look, I still think it's going to be heavy ground and pound for Tennessee. A.J. Brown still banged up. But Chase has become the primary. I mean, T. Higgins is lovely. Tyler Boyd is fun. Chase is the guy. I'll still go Jamar Chase there.
Burrow and Chase have played together for so long. They have this connection. They just look at each other. He throws it underneath the defender.
It's almost like they played together in middle school.
It's weird. Crazy. It's real. It's crazy. So I have to go Chase for this one.
That's me. Hey, I'm the black host. Yeah, I am. I'm doing the same thing. Aaron Rodgers over under passing yards, 281.5.
Wow. I'm going to go under. I still think Frisco.
There he is, bro.
I still think Frisco will limit possessions, and you can't underestimate Green Bay's ability to pound the rock here. And with Bakhtiari back, they have the two-headed monster with Jones and Dylan. Asking a guy to throw for 3 bills in a playoff game—that's a lot. I'll say under.
Doesn't have to be 3 bills; just 285.
All right, smart guy.
I'm going with over.
I'm going to go under. I think it will be more of a running type of game, but he'll get close. But kind of like Luka Doncic, eating that one more yard.
The worst. Just the worst.
Cooper Kupp, touchdowns. Over, under.
No.
1.5.
Under. I'm just simply never going to try to predict a guy scoring 2 touchdowns in a football game at a skill position. Under.
Well, in the playoffs as well. Yeah, I think under. With the way Stafford's been throwing the ball to OBJ, I'm going under.
Yeah, you just love to see a guy like Odell having success. It's really heartwarming.
I'm going to go over on this one because I think that's just Stafford's safety blanket. And when push comes to shove,
he's in the red zone.
He's
probably
just going to throw it up. Stafford, speaking of Matt Stafford, over under 1.5 interceptions.
What I want to happen versus what will, he's throwing one. He's going to throw one, but I can't predict 2. I'll go under. There's no way he plays 2 clean games in a row. And they're going to have to throw it 30-plus times.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm going over. I'm not saying one will be his fault. A second one will be a deflection into an interception. That's my belief. So he gets 2.
David, over. I'm with you. One is just going to – it may even be a pick 6.
Correct.
So here's the one I was laughing
at. Thing sucks!
Over or under, because it just amazes me. Tom Brady rushing yards, 0.5.
5.5. Over. There will be a 4th and inches or a goal to go situation at the 1, and Tom Brady is the greatest QB sneak artist in league history. I will go over.
All right, but remember, when he takes those knees at the end of the game, that subtracts.
He won't be taking knees.
Oh.
Stafford's going to be dropping knees on Rieger's balls.
Dropping dimes. Okay.
I'm going under, seeing a report that Leonard Fournette is practicing. So I have to believe that he plays and that does not need the QB sneaking.
I'm going under because his stat line is ridiculous. It's nothing but zeros. He's had 2 games where he's had 1 yard rushing.
I'm betting it. I don't care. It's playoff time.
All right, let's go fun time. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, over under 8.5 total touchdowns.
Under. You want a fun fact? over-unders listed at 54 or more in divisional weekend are 1-8 on the over.
That's a good stat.
Bro, ass. I came to play today. I will go under on principle.
You're changing what I'm going to do.
Oh,
I'm going under as well.
I'm going under as well, too.
Woo!
I was thinking over.
Bing, bong.
Tyreek Hill receiving yards, over under, 70 and a half.
Nut cutting time. He's healthy. He's going over. They're going to connect on one deep shot. That's all it'll take. I'll go over.
I'm going under. I'm going to go bold here. I'm going under.
I looked at how they played last week. I know it won't be as easy to score as it was against Pittsburgh. No offense.
It won't be.
But that was playground football right there. But I am going to go over as well. Josh Allen touchdown passes. Over, under, 2.5.
Under. I just look.
Mike does not believe in Josh Allen?
No, I do believe in Josh Allen, but I believe in the Kansas City Chiefs still. I think the Bills are the darling this week. I get it. He had the perfect game last week. This is still Arrowhead. This is still facing the Chiefs a second time. And, why are the Bills the only one who are allowed to have pride? You think Kansas City's excited about how Josh Allen gutted them in October? I just think you can go into a playoff game, throw two touchdowns, and that's still a big accomplishment. Damn it.
Okay, as Mike leaps into a table.
I'm going over. He throws for 3.
David, I've been going back and forth with this number as well. I do think he throws for a 3rd touchdown.
Use that bonus code.
And Mike, just for you and David, because now I want you to watch the game, David. Bills total score against Kansas City or Michigan State's halftime score against Wisconsin?
God. I'll take MSU. I mean, they got to get, 27 or 28?
Yep, at the Kohl's Center.
And I already said under for the total of 54 in the game.
All right.
And I think the Chiefs win a close one. I'm going to go State here.
To score at the Kohl's Center.
Dude, I'm trying to do math. I don't know. All right, I just
want to make David watch the game.
I hate you so much right now, Rico. I really do. I have to go MSU.
This was a late edition.
To watch the MSU first half.
I'll go State. Watch this. They'll score 17 points.
I was about to say, I'm going Bills. That is the Prop Bet Casino for the divisional round of the playoffs. 97-1.
Hey, yo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.